Hey, Bruce, you've been, you know, around long enough to kind of get a feel on how to handle buys. What have you learned about what to do, maybe more importantly, what not to do with that extra week?
You know, I think the worst thing you can do is relax too much. You know, we had three really, really good practices last week, and, you know, we'll go out in pads today and have a good start to this week.
How do you, maybe this is a silly question, but how do you guard against overconfidence after what happened a couple weeks ago?
Oh yeah, that's very easy. I mean, that was a game where the ball bounced our way a couple times, but you know, for most of the game, it was it could have gone either way.
What did you see from the Packer offense that finally got it rolling against Washington?
Yeah, they ran the football extremely well and protected. You know, I expect them, you know, especially if Bakhtiari's back, to have their full complement. You know, they were down three offensive linemen the last time they were here.
What does Freeney mean to you guys, not just production-wise, but as a guy who's certainly been there, done that, playoff-wise?
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple guys who've been there, you know, and that helps. And you can see the young guys gravitating to him. They did a bunch last week, you know, and the veteran guys who've been there telling them how to take care of their bodies and what to do to get ready.
Bruce, what's the challenge, you know, when you're preparing for a defense like Green Bay's where they've got maybe four or five guys that can get to the quarterback? It's not just, you know, a single pass rusher that ends up with 18, 20 sacks.
Yeah, I mean, that's been Dom's history forever. I mean, he's always had, you know, whether you go all the way back to Lamar Lathan and Green and all those guys he had in Carolina, and he's always had good outside pass rushers and inside guys right now that are very disruptive. Then you got to handle all the fire zones, too, so it's a challenge.
Did the Packers appear to be using Clay Matthews more as an outside rusher this past game?
I think it was the package that they were in. You know, he shows up out there in certain packages, and but in base defense, I didn't see him playing out there very often.
I know we asked you about Johnson last week, a couple weeks ago. Just how dangerous does that make an offense when your running back can do a bit of everything like he can do?
Yeah, I mean, that's the type of guy we're always looking for. Andre Ellington is that type of player. And when we went out looking, we fell in love with David because he was such a good receiver. But he's on a 225 package, which makes him a much different runner.
How rare is it to find a three-down guy who can, not that those guys are rare, but to be able to do it at such an early part of his career?
Pardon me?
Just how rare is it to find a guy who can handle all those duties as a rookie?
Oh, yeah, you got to search and search and search. Our scouting report, scouting department does a fantastic job, and they had him targeted early. And you know, they're rare and they're hard to find.
Bruce, what happened in the regular season finale?
Guys just didn't show up with any passion. You know, we really didn't have anything to play for. Kind of we're locked into the number two seed, and you try to rah-rah that thing in there. It's a division game, but it's not the same.
In retrospect, is it a positive that you were able to, you know, point to that loss to get you guys going for this, or is that just not relevant at all?
Yeah, we don't even talk about it anymore. We didn't even show that film. If we play Seattle again, we'll probably watch it. But, you know, it was a matter of, for them, the players getting the season over and getting into the playoffs.
Not that this doesn't mean everything to everybody, but what does this mean for Carson, do you think, at this stage of his career, to especially after, in light of what happened last year to him, to be on this stage?
Oh, I think you obviously ask him, but I can tell he's extremely excited and raring to go,